And this year we're going to begin learning the Rebbe's approach to the whole idea of Chishuv Kitzim al Yidei Gedoyle Yisroel. Again, the Yisoid of the Shaila is, the Gemara says that we should not make Kitzin, yet we find Gedoyle Yisroel, including Rabbi Seinu Nisiyenu, that were Mischashiv B'Kitzin. So, one of the places where the Rebbe addresses this is Lukutei Sichas Chelek Chaf, Parshas Vayechi, page 233, Ois Tes. Where in this Ois, the Rebbe lays down one of the Gevaldik Yisoides, the Bechlal, the Rebbe's Shita of Torah is, and that is that nothing that our tzaddikim do is wrong or is left without any actualization. For example, most people learn that when Moshe Rabbeinu sent the Meraglim to Eretz Yisrael, only bad came out of it. The Rebbe says in Shlach Tov Shenon Aleph, it can't be. There must have been something good. Same thing when you have the argument between Yosef and his father Yaakov Avinu, which of the Shvatim, which of his sons, Menashe or Ephraim, should get the Brochis. The Rebbe explains how they were both right, because two tzaddikim, one of them can't be wrong. What if you have Moshe Rabbeinu, that he argues with the Eibishter, who should take Yidden out of Golos? Shlach no biatishlach. So was the Eibishter right to send Moshe? Was Moshe right that it should, someone else should go, Moshiach or Aaron? The Rebbe explains in Chayesora Tov Shinam Beis how they're both correct. Same thing over here. The Rebbe is dealing with a very, very Yesoidis Tekakasha. And that is, we know that Yaakov Avinu, before he passed away, he wanted to reveal the Kates to Bnei Yisrael. And the Eibishter said no. So Yaakov's Rotzin was not correct. Was against the Rotzin Elyon, or was it correct? The Rebbe explains Ois Tes, page 233. Avopi as the Gefirta Azoyas Yaakov's Onit Megalazain the Kates Levonov. Even though the Maskana was an actualization conclusion, was that the Kate should not be revealed to the Bnei Yisrael. Nevertheless, from this, that Bikish Yaakov Legalois, being that Yaakov was a Merkava, his whole body, his whole existence, is a Gilui Elikus. So therefore, you must say that the very fact that he wanted to reveal the Kates, that itself was part and in sync with the Ratzin HaElyon. And the Rebbe goes a step more. Unachmer, even more. Being that any request of a tzaddik for sure doesn't come back empty-handed, so therefore you must say that the fact that Yaakov had the rotzai to be megala the kates, that itself had an effect on the world. Only the Rebbe has this hashkofa. I want you to realize the gewaldigkeit of this mindset, that if the tzaddik wanted to do it, even if it didn't happen, the Eibishter said that it shouldn't happen, still something positive happened from that. One more than that, we find that this was in Torah. The Torah hints to the fact that Bikesh Legalis is a Kates, and Yaakov said, come, I will tell you Mashikra Be'achris Hayomim. So we see that this is a Chelek of Torah. If it's a Chelek of Torah, everything in Torah is a lesson for us. Torah Nitzchis. The Rebbe says we find the same thing. We find that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. Veschanon el Hashem. The Chazal tell us the word Veschanon is Gematria 515. That Moshe Rabbeinu is Genuj de Eibishter 515 times to go into Eretz Yisrael. The Poel, the Eibishter didn't allow it. So was anything accomplished by Moshe Rabbeinu's asking? So first of all, you should know that the Rebbe explains Veschanon Tov Shenon Aleph, that if Moshe Rabbeinu would have pushed and he really, really would have wanted, the Eibishter would have let him in. At the end of the day, what the Nasi wants, the Eibishter does. But there was a cheshbin that Moshe Rabbeinu decided that he knew if he goes in, his door cannot go with him. So therefore he acquiesced to the Ratzon Hashem, he stayed in the Midbar so that when he comes to Eretz Yisrael, he'll bring his door with him. But here the Rebbe adds a gewaldike nekuda. Von deswegen, nevertheless, hat sein Bakosche aufgetan, als bei Jeden soll sein, der in der Rehe bebeginnes Makif al-Koponim, bei Yechide Skula euch bebeginnes Primis. The Rebbe is explaining something here. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I want to go over and I want to see the land. What? He loved Eretz Yisrael so much, he just wanted to see the land. What was Moshe Rabbeinu trying to accomplish by seeing the land? So we know that there are two types of Avodas Hashem. There's Avodas Hashem where Salaich, it's clear. That's seeing, that it's near and clear. You see something, it means it's real in your life. Something that you hear about is distant. You know, it's in your brain somewhere. You heard about it, it's far away. Shmi is mirochoik, ri'i is mikorov. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted Yidden to have a connection with the Eibishter in a way of ri'iyah. That they mamish have a close, and it's real in their world. Something that Yiddishkeit and Alikus is their life and their existence. Comes along the Eibishter. He says, no, that's, the Avoida is not for that. Right now the Avoida is Vati Yisrael Shema. They didn't have to work on themselves. Alikus is distant. But the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu said the words, Ve'irah, that he wants to see, he empowered us to have a shaykhis to the Avoida of Re'iyah. And by certain tzaddikim, they actually were able to accomplish that by them Alikus is in a way of Re'iyah. That all comes from the Bakosh of Moshe Rabbeinu. I want you to understand, this all comes from the bakasha that wasn't fulfilled of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because when Moshe asks for something, it has an effect. It has a tremendous effect in the world. So too, when Yaakov Avinu wants to be Megala the Kates, it has an effect on the world. There has a tangible effect on Olam Hazeh. What effect does Yaakov Avinu's Bikesh Legalis as a Kates have? Says the Rebbe, page 234. Al derech zeh yishleimer by Yaakovin. Similar thing we could say by Yaakov. Das was bikesh legales es haketz. This that he asked to be megala the ketz. Hat oifketon by Yidin as he zolen kenin der greichen zu gili haketz b'derech makiv. I want you to understand. There is an avoida, a geula avoida. Is Yidden serving the Eibishter in a way of galus, where we're stuck by Arminias v'ikuvim? And then there's way of serving the Eibishter l'mayla medida v'agbola, higher than the agbolis of galus, higher than agbolis of teva, serving the Eibishter in a higher level, in a geula level. That's the meaning of geula. Api teva, Yidden could only serve the Eibishter according to our koiches. And being that we are in galus, we have galus tika koiches. How is it that we can somehow tap in to the geula avoida? What can we do? How do we have that koyach to tap into it, even by us in a way of makiv? And you find certain tzaddikim that they take and live geula the whole time. That by them it says about Rav Shimon bar Yochai that there was no galus by him, even though he was in the Ma'ara, in the cave, and the Romans were chasing him. But he, by him there was no churban. He didn't live in a galus world. Where do the tzaddikim have that koyach to be able to live with a zagu'ula? Where do we have the koyach, at least b'derech makif, to tap into a za'inyan of gu'ula? Says the Rebbe, this type of avoidas Hashem, in a way of cheirus mi'umis ha'olam mi'yetzer hara, the fact that we could even have a shaychus to such an avoida of the chatchila riber, geula dik avoida, is all because bikesh Yaakov legalis asakets. The fact that he even had the desire to be megala the kates allowed us to tap into that desire, the b'chinas makif, and by certain tzaddikim, b'derech primius. Now here is the key, where the Rebbe adds three lines. V'yeshloima archidush of the Rebbe. Derfun is oichai, as dos is vas kama migdoyli Yisrael. Now you can understand what was the effect of kama migdoyli Yisrael was a mechashiv given kitzin. We find that the Rasag, that even the Rambam himself, he gave a kates, even though he's the one that paskin, that you should not make kitzin. Why, says the Rebbe, now you could begin to understand via Shloimar why these G'dayli Yisrael were Mechashiv Kitzin. Look in Order 51, we're going to go backwards. Masha'enkim b'negei l'kol Yisrael sh'om razal tipach rukhon sh'om Mechashiv Kitzin. Masha'enkim, according to the other rest of the Bnei Yisrael, we say Tipach Ruchan or Atzvan Shel Machashve Kitzin. And this these three lines, and this Ha'ara, the Rebbe is explaining that there's a Yisoyedistik Echiluk between people which are Megala Kates and Tzadikim being Megala Kates. We have a Shaila, how could they go against the Gemara? So either you say like the Ramban, that when you're living with Moshiach, it's close by, there was no Isser. Or you could say, like the Rambam, that listen, people are such a bad matzav, you need to be ma'oder them in every way you can. But the Rebbe has a very different approach, at least in this Nekuda. And we're going to learn other sikhas as well. Here the Rebbe is laying down the Yesoid as follows. The whole Isser is when saying the Kates brings no tangible benefit. It just brings destruction. But when the tzaddikim are mechashev es haketz, when the gedoyli Yisrael, they're giving you a koyach to tap into geula. When they are megala the ketz, that enables you to get in touch with a geula aspect in your avodas Hashem. It has tremendous impact by certain people bederach pnimius, by most of us bederach makif, but it allows us to tap in to a geula dika level in our avoid. And that's why they were Megala the Kates, to give us, enable us to have a Shaiches with this Gevaldik Echidush, this Gevaldik Avoid of L'Chatchila Ariber. Obviously, and we're going to speak about it later in our series, the Rebbe's Nevuah about Moshiach, V'hinei Zeh Moshiach Ba, is not a Kate, it's a Nevuah, which is a whole different reality. But even in the previous generations, the Gedoyli Yisrael, by them, says the Rebbe, there was no Isser to be Megala the Kates, because Adrabah, they are enabling us to do our avoida in a gula dika way.